Hello, everyone. This is Tristan Patnode, and I'd like to, first of all, thank you for joining this podcast. Today, I'd like to discuss a couple things about, well, mainly concerning, you know, the book, The Kite Runner, written by Khaled Hosseini. And really, what I'd like to get really delved into is the conflicts that are present. There's multiple conflicts that we see with the main character, Amir, between both his father, Baba, as well as his servant, which is also considered his best friend, Hassan. And obviously, if you've read the book later on, spoiler alert, we find out that Hassan is really Amir's half-brother. And, it obviously, you know, it was kind of clear at some points within the book, but, you know, it still was just quite a shock when we found out for sure that, you know, that's the way it was. And it really cleared things up to why Baba did some of the things they did. But I'd just like to discuss the conflicts that are present. And then we're going to draw in a few guest speakers, Charlie Mnarczyk and Billy Wadowitz, to tell what they think. One of them has read the book, Billy. He's read the book, and Charlie hasn't. She has almost no clue what The Kite Runner is at all. So I think it'll be interesting to both ask them the same question and then be able to compare the responses. So, yeah. So the first thing I would like to start discussing is the main conflict that's concerning Baba and Amir. And really, the thing that really sticks out most to me is Amir's struggle, really, for affection from his father. And I think you would consider Baba, his father, to be more of a hard ass than anything. He's very strict on Amir. He's hard on him, and he's not shown within the book. He's not depicted to show a lot of emotion and things like that. And, you know, on any kid, you know, when you're growing up, I feel like a major driving point that allows you to be successful and really molds you to be the person you are is the type of affection and the way your parents take care of you as you're growing up. And Amir really just doesn't receive that. And so the thing is he, throughout the book, he's seen just doing thing after thing just to gain the smallest amount of attention, really, from his father. And honestly, a lot of the times, the only person that's giving him any attention, aside from Hassan, his best friend, is his father's friend, Rahim Khan. And he really shows more affection than his father does throughout the book, except for towards the end. But yeah, it's troubling, to say the least, because you can understand almost where Amir's coming from. When he wants, he craves that. And so we really, we understand almost why he does some of the things he does. But other times, we don't. Because, as we said before, he considers Hassan his best friend. But throughout the book, he also does a lot of questionable things and things that you usually wouldn't expect a best friend to do. And so it's really, for me personally, it was hard to read. It was hard to go through and listen or just imagine being in that situation, because a lot of the decisions he made, I would never make, such as how he planted the money and the watch underneath Hassan's bed and set him up to try to make it seem as if he's like Hassan is stealing from him and things like that. And it's just like, I couldn't imagine doing that. I couldn't imagine putting anyone in that situation, but especially Hassan, because Hassan never did a single thing to entice Amir to do that, other than having affection from Baba. And later on is when we find out why Baba was doing this in the first place, is because that's actually his illegitimate son. And so it just comes as a shocker. Okay, so now we have a caller on the line. This is Billy Wadowitz. Say hi, Billy.
Hey.
So I'm gonna start by asking you a few questions that have to do with the book, and obviously you're the one of the guests that has read the book, and so I'd like to see your insight on the questions I ask, and then I'm going to go ahead and compare it to the other person I ask and see how they compare to mine as well. So,
All right.
throughout this book, the tension and conflict that's between Baba and Amir is very present, obviously. It causes for Amir to feel very pressured constantly and trying to gain more love and affection from his father, who clearly doesn't give him enough. So I was wondering, what are some ways that parental figures make this type of pressure, like how do they put this kind of pressure on you? And also, what's present in the book is that Amir and Hassan are constantly fighting to see what the right thing to do is, even though, a majority of the time when Amir finds what the right thing is to do is he never actually does it. So I was wondering, what are the some ways that like friends make you feel this way as well?
Well, yeah, actually, all throughout high school, me and my dad have kind of been going back and forth about my grades. So I have not really been up to his standards, which kind of drove me away from him in a way, and just kind of grow apart, which makes me struggle even more throughout high school because I have to try to prove myself to him just for his satisfaction. And as far as conflicts between friends go, it's pretty complicated. Like, long story short is it's pretty tough to keep every side happy with me. But yeah, it's just really hard to keep everybody happy at all times. So I just try my best. But sometimes it's a pretty tough struggle.
Okay, yeah, I really agree with that answer, and I understand the great things, oftentimes my dad he grounded me like last week actually because I had a C and he grounded me for 4 days just for that, and so I really know what you mean by that, but I really appreciate you answering my questions. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime.
All right, and now we have our second speaker here. Originally, I said it was going to be Charlie, but apparently she fell asleep or something. So now we have Ashley Cruz. Say hi, Ashley. So I'm going to ask you the same question I just asked Billy, and I'd like you just to answer honestly. So throughout this book, the tension and conflict between Bob and Amir is quite present. It causes for Amir to constantly feel pressured and to be able to gain more affection from his father, who clearly doesn't give him enough of it. So what are some of the ways that parental figures put these types of pressures on you? And also, another thing that's present in the book is the battle between Amir and Hassan. And even when Amir finds out the right thing to do, he often doesn't do it. And so I was wondering, is there any times in your life when friends make you feel this way as well?
I can consider myself to feel pressured to gain more love from my parents because my sister, who was close in age, and she was more of a perfect student, so I feel like I need to live up to her potential sometimes to impress them as much as my parents as much as she did. So I feel more pressure to maintain good grades and stay out of trouble. And then with my friends, even though I haven't gotten a chance to read the book, I also understand what it means to feel pressure from friends and have that affect my life in major ways. Growing up, I've always been tightly knit with a select few girls, and we've been through a lot. But recently, as time's gone by, we've drifted apart, and it's been really tough to deal with because my friends, aside from my family, are the most important thing in my life at this point.
Oh, that's a good answer. I really feel that with my friends too. I feel like lately I've kind of grown apart from everyone and I've kind of just been doing my own thing. So I totally understand that. Well, thank you for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. So there we have it. We have two very, very solid answers from two different people who have both read the book and not read the book. And as you see, a lot of the things that have to do with parents either come from grades or pressure from you know, other siblings that they've grown up with. And I totally understand that because my sister also was a very smart girl, and I felt a lot of pressure from my parents as well to do well in school and things like that. And I feel like the friends part is also very similar because a lot of people go through the same thing where they struggle to please both sides while, you know, staying tightly knit with everyone. And like, that's a very uncommon thing nowadays, I feel like, is to be friends with someone like a lifelong friend. You know, that's not a thing anymore. And so I totally feel that. And yeah, that's probably going to conclude our discussion of the conflicts that are present within the Kite Runner. I'd like to thank you guys for joining me, and we'll have another video uploaded next week. Thanks, guys.